Welcome to PSD Experience, where we have real talk, real growth, where we share biblical insight and spiritual truth that help you grow, that help you strive, and help you to walk boldly in your purpose. And I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, PhD. And today's episode is on the matter, it's on the subject that it's very deep. And today's episode, we'll be talking about the lie of self-sufficiency. Probably you have heard it before, and probably you have said it to someone before, that I don't need anyone. I have got this all on my own. I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone to survive. I don't need anyone to achieve anything I want to achieve. But here is the truth about that statement. That is a lie. A very dangerous one. A very dangerous lie. For you to think you don't need anyone. For you to think you've got it all covered by yourself. You've got it all on your own. It is a lie. A very dangerous one. So let's talk about it. Let's dive into it together. Let's start from here. The deception of self-sufficiency. Let's start from that point. The deception of self-sufficiency. There is a subtle yet deadly deception going around in our generation. There is a subtle yet deadly deception going around in our time that success, progress, and survival can happen in isolation. So many people are going around, so many young ones are going around with the mindset that their success, their progress in life, and their survival can be achieved in isolation. They can have it in isolation. The kind of job they want, they can have it in isolation. The kind of connection they want, they can have it in isolation. This is a big lie, a very dangerous lie. Even the Bible tells us that in John chapter 15 verse 5, Jesus speaking there, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. As a Christian, you have given your life to Christ and you still think you've got it figured out all by yourself. You are a big time liar. You are deceiving yourself. A very dangerous lie. Jesus Christ speaking here, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So even without Jesus Christ, we cannot do anything. And this applies to our day-to-day activity also. We cannot do some things by ourselves. We definitely be needing the help of others. Think about this John chapter 15 verse 5. Think about that. Just think about it. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Even the Son of God, Jesus Christ, did not walk alone. Jesus did not walk alone. Jesus surrounded himself with disciples, friends, and helpers. He did not walk alone. Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 3 tells us he had both men and women who walked and worked with him. That is Jesus Christ while he was alive. He had people surrounded. He was surrounded by people that helped his ministry, his disciples, his friends, and his helpers. He had both men and women who worked and worked with him. Yes, many of us try to prove a point that we are strong enough without help. Who tells you that you are strong without help? You are only deceiving yourself and you are the one shortchanging yourself by thinking that you are strong enough without help from others. But where does that mindset come from? We just need to ask ourselves, where does this mindset come from? Because the action we display comes as a result of a particular mindset. So where does this mindset come from? The mindset that we can do it all ourselves, the mindset that we can achieve a lot in isolation, where does it come from? Let's look at four major factors that fits this life, that makes people to think they can achieve things all by themselves. By making one of the things that brings this mindset to people, that they can achieve this all by themselves, they can live in isolation, they can have and whatsoever they want to get without help from others. Let's look at these four major factors that fit this lie. That is the lie of self-sufficiency. Number one, pride. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18 says that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride convinces you, convinces me, that asking for help is a weakness. I am telling you. Pride convinces you, it convinces me, that asking for help is a weakness. That is where you start feeling, oh, they will see me out, they will see me as a beggar, they will see me as this. That is pride. Pride. It isolates you from people who are sent to bless you. There is this popular saying that a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Anytime you feel like asking for help and something is still telling you that, no, don't reach out to people. Yeah, they will see you as a, know that that thing is not helping your life. It's not helping your life. So pride convinces you that asking for help is a weakness. It isolates you from people who are sent to bless you. It makes you hide your struggles when healing was just one conversation away. All you just need is just to talk to someone. Just open your mouth. No matter how terrible our generation is, no matter how wicked people are, I can still boldly say this, that there are people out there that the Lord has appointed, the Lord has surrounded us with, that are ready to help us. All we need to do is just to open our mouth and talk to them. But pride will do what? Pride will hinder us from talking to them. Pride will make us feel like a weak person. It will make us feel as if asking for help is a weakness. It's a weakness. And the truth is, asking for help is a sign of strength. It's the ability to realize that you cannot do it by yourself. You need help. And when you seek help, help will surely find you. I will look up to the hills. Where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Even the psalmist said, where will my help come from? But he opened his mouth to the King of Kings who created the heavens and the earth. Then the help will come through men. So as you are praying, you have to open your mouth to seek for help. You have to open your mouth to seek for help, because you can never achieve your purpose in isolation. It is not possible. You can never achieve your purpose in isolation. So one of the things that feeds the lie of self-sufficiency in our lives, in people's lives, is pride. Number two, arrogance. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Very simple and short. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Arrogance isn't just pride. Pride and arrogance, they walk hand in hand. However, arrogance isn't just pride. It is dangerous assumption that others have nothing to offer you. Arrogance is a dangerous assumption that others have nothing to offer you. In your mind, you think this person cannot help me, doesn't have anything to offer me. So I don't need to ask for, what does he even know? What does he understand? Where have he been? Sometimes one of the things that cause this arrogance in the life of people is their level of exposure, maybe financially, socially, and everything. So they think, because of the class they hold in the society, they think they cannot seek help from normal people. Let me put it, or people that are not like them. So arrogance is a dangerous assumption that others have nothing to offer. And the moment you think nobody has anything to offer you, the person is just a dead man living. Because truth be told, opportunities will just be slipping away from the person's hand, from the person's face. Because you think nobody has anything to offer, and people will overlook such person also. Because they think, maybe the person is self-sufficient, so he doesn't need help. And the necessary help will just be moving away from him, be moving away from her. So, arrogance is a dangerous assumption that others have nothing to offer. It's the attitude that says, I am better. this superiority complex, the superiority complex that you are better. I don't need help. I am better than this person. Or I already know it all. The moment you have this ideology in your head that I already know it all, I am better, then arrogance is there. And with this arrogance, you think you can achieve it all by yourself. You think you have it figured out. And don't forget, thinking you have it figured out, thinking you have got it figured out all by yourself, it's a deadly lie, a dangerous lie to purpose fulfilling life. But that mindset will block divine partnerships and rob you of growth. Sincerely, having the mindset that you're better, having the mindset that you already know, having the mindset that you know better than everyone in the room will block divine partnership and rob you of your growth. That is just truth. That is just it. Number three, ignorance. Don't forget, number one is pride. Number one thing that feeds the lie of self-sufficiency is pride. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18. The number two is arrogance. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7. Number two is arrogance, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7. And number three is ignorance. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Some people reject help simply because they don't know how to accept it. Do you get that? Some people reject help simply because they don't know how to accept it. They've never been seen healthy support modeled. They've never received it in life. They've never received help. They've never had people come around them to help them to do anything. So with this, they find it difficult to receive help from people because they're not used to it. Because of the lack of knowledge has to do with you can receive help. The lack of knowledge about receiving help. The lack of knowledge about people supporting people. They have never received it in their life. So they find it difficult to receive help from people. They don't understand the power of counsel. They don't understand the power of community. They don't understand the power of mentorship. Such people used to go around with the ideology of self-sufficiency, with the lie of self-sufficiency, which is a very dangerous and destructive mindset. So, ignorance is another thing that feeds the mindset of self-sufficiency. Then number four thing that feeds the mindset or the lie of self-sufficiency is the self-sufficiency itself. Paul said something. He said, "Not that we are sufficient by ourselves, but our sufficiency is in God." Paul realized that self-sufficiency, having the mindset of self-sufficiency is a dangerous and a deadly trap to achieving things in life, to achieving purpose. He quickly attributed his growth, he quickly attributed the growth of the ministry to God. Not that we are sufficient by ourselves, but our sufficiency is in God. So self-sufficiency is number four thing that fits the lie of self-sufficiency. Let us be honest. Some of us grew up thinking, if I don't do it by myself, it won't get done. That is the mindset that so many of us grew up with, that if we don't do it by ourselves, it won't get done. That mindset is a lie. If you don't do it by yourself, it will definitely be done. Because if you are not there, they will do it. Somebody else will do it. This mentality becomes a prison. The mentality that if you don't do it by yourself, it won't get done. It's a prison. It becomes a prison. It blocks collaboration and makes life harder than it was ever meant to be. The mentality that if you don't do it by yourself, it won't get done, becomes a prison that blocks collaboration and makes life harder than it was ever meant to be. In Exodus chapter 17 verse 12, even Moses, a mighty prophet of God, couldn't keep his hand lifted without Aaron and Hur when they supported him. Israel won the battle. Moses needed help. He needed help. And Hur and Aaron came to help him. And the moment they lift up his hand, Israel won the battle. So you think if you don't do it by yourself, it won't be done. You are deceiving yourself. That is a dangerous lie. Which brings me to another point I would like us to discuss on today's episode, which is God's design is interdependence. God's design is interdependence. God didn't create you to walk alone. God did not create me to walk alone. No. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 to 10 that two are better than one. If either of them falls, one can help the other up. So God did not create us to live in isolation. God did not create us to walk alone. He created us to walk interdependently. We are to depend on each other, one another, to survive. We are designed to strive in community. We are designed to grow through connections. And we are designed to fulfill destiny through godly relationship. Let me repeat myself. We are designed to strive in community. We are designed to go through connection and to fulfill destiny through godly relationships. This way, God wired every one of us in order for us to fulfill purpose. We are designed to strive in community. We are designed to grow in through connections. We are designed to fulfill destiny through godly relationship, not ungodly relationships. Godly relationships. That is why the devil attacks relationships so fiercely. The devil attacks relationships so fiercely, especially the relationship that he knows that this relationship will help you to fulfill purpose. The devil attacks it so fiercely because he knows your destiny helpers are tied to your progress. So he will make sure you have a problem with your relationship with your destiny helper. He will. Do everything in his capacity, in his power, to affect your relationship with your destiny helper. So your breakthrough might be in the hands of the person you are too proud to ask for help. Your breakthrough might be in the hands of the person you are too proud to ask for help. Don't forget, you are not created to live in isolation. So this will bring me to the final point I would like us to talk about on this episode, which is what to do now. If you know that you fall in this category of people that are going with the mindset that, oh no, if I don't do it by myself, nobody will do it, or with the ideology, with the mindset of self-sufficiency, What are you supposed to, or what are you now going to do? So what are you going to do? What can you do today? Number one, acknowledge the fact that you need people. That is the first thing. That is the first deliverance you can give to yourself. Acknowledge the fact that you need people. You need people. I need you. You need me. We all are part of God's body. You need people. Acknowledge the fact that you need people. Embrace humility. Don't be proud. Don't be proud. Don't be proud to seek help. Don't think you got to figure out by yourself. Don't be proud. Embrace humility. If you need help, reach out to people. Mommy, I need your help. Oh, my friend, I need your help. I need your help. Embrace humility. Number three, reach out to godly support. Reach out to godly support. Reach out to people. Godly support, not ungodly people that you ask for help and they will want to put you in an ungodly position again. No. Reach out for godly support. And lastly, allow God to break the walls you've built in fear, pride, or past wounds. Maybe you have been disappointed in the past because you reached out for help. Maybe you have put yourself in a prison of fear because of your past experiences. Allow God to break the walls you've built in fear, pride, or past wounds. And with this point, I tell you, with these four things we have discussed on what to do, definitely you will see that life can definitely be better than the way you are living it presently. Can we pray together? Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing your truth to us. Break every lie of self-sufficiency in our hearts. Teach us to walk in humility, to embrace community, and to receive the help you've sent into our lives. Surround us with wise counsel and loving support. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the PSD Experience. where we discuss real matters, real growth. And I pray that this episode breaks something heavy off your shoulders and leads you to the kind of support and relationship God designed for your journey. If this blessed you, please share it with a friend, have a review, and follow us for more weekly episodes. And remember, you were never meant to walk alone. Don't let pride rob you of your destiny, Upper. Until next time, stay humble, stay connected, and stay growing. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, PhD. God bless you.